We're back, baby. We're back. It's almost summertime. I can feel it. I can feel like the in the crispness in the air, Nick Thompson. It's almost summertime. We're here in the Fig Cave, the Jimmy's Famous Seafood Studios. Man, I love this time of year, dude.
Oh yeah, dude. It is summer, so spring has passed, so I cannot waste any time cleaning the garage. It's going to have to wait till spring of 2024 get cleaned. Sorry. It's just going to be more figs, more boxes, because I act like I'm shipping out like 50 packages a week, when in reality it's 1 to 3 a month. And, you know, but I'm ready. Whatever size package it's going to be, I've saved the box. It is ready to go.
My next door neighbor's texts are like, you know, all like the neighbors, like the four of us all together, like, hey, anybody have any cardboard boxes? I want to fill up these flower beds with like a bunch of like trash and grass clippings and cardboard and whatever. So I sent him a picture of like the floor of the Fig Cave here, and there was like 15 boxes. I was like, dude, just come get these, please. Get these out of here.
It is. My garage is like ridiculous, because I'm convinced that one day I'm going to send out 100 packages of all different sizes, and I'm going to be ready.
That's where I was. And I just like, I had an epiphany this last week that I'm just going to, you've been down here. I have this L-shaped desk that is like kind of facing one of the walls here, and I'm just going to get rid of this desk and just get like a tiny desk behind the couch, so I can have another wall here to fill with a detolf of shit, because I don't need this giant desk. It's taking up way too much space, but that's a story for another pod. My goal was by the end of the summer, Nick Thompson, is to get Zach Egolf over here to film my kind of my toy room, the Fig Cave down here. Hopefully you can do the same, and we'll get those up on YouTube, which we've been adding new stuff to. I did an unboxing recently of the new NWO retro figures, so that's up on our YouTube page. Just search the Fig Cave on YouTube. You can find it there.
Did your box come damaged?
No.
Bottom left corner? No?
Let me see.
I had the same dent as they talked about in the major pod, and I was like, oh, not just me then. And a ton of people agreed that it was like one corner of the, especially of the shipper. The shipper came worse. But yeah, that bottom left corner.
Yeah.
Just got a little push.
Now, let me see if this is the one I opened. No. That's the one I opened. So I got two. Did you get two or one?
No, just one. Okay. Just one. It's on ringside. It's going to be there a while.
Yeah, so one that was the one I opened, because the other one is a little more minty. But we'll talk about that.
I hate that it does not fit on my shelf. It's not going to fit on the shelf, though.
This box doesn't?
I don't think so. No. I think it's too tall. I think it's too tall. It's taller than an Ultimate, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Sons of bitches.
We'll get to that.
I'm going to talk to Steve about this. I'll message Steve privately about this.
Yeah, please do. PM him.
Yeah.
How was the lady's first Mother's Day? What'd you end up doing for her?
I have yet to purchase them, because we had to figure out what day we had baby coverage, but Mr. Chris Stapleton, a favorite of ours, is coming to Massachusetts next month.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to go check out Chris Stapleton. It'll be my fourth time seeing him, only her second, because I guess I'm just a bigger fan than her.
Okay.
Well, yeah, she gets very sore that I admit that I'd seen him twice before we met. Yep. No. He's got a doormat. Yeah, you know, he's that song, I Think You Should Leave. He has a doormat that says that on his website. And I'm like, I want that at every door of my house.
Yeah, I like that.
But I don't want you to step on it either, so I don't know. Yeah, exactly. Just hang it. Yeah.
Keep it mint on card. Keep it in the box.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. You got to get the highest resale for it eventually. So
I let the wife go out with a couple of other moms, her friends.
Very cool of you. Very cool of you to let her go.
No. I set it up so they could go out and get their nails done, go shopping, get some drinks, and me and the dads went bowling with Nash, which was fun. Then got some food, and then on actual Mother's Day, I went over to my dad's house and took his ass out of the house so my mom could get like 10 minutes of quiet. My dad has dementia, which is not cool, but he always likes to walk at the mall, I guess, with my mom. So I took him to the mall. It turns out that I didn't know that I haven't been to the mall in I don't know how many fucking years, but the mall
for good reason, probably.
Yeah. The mall didn't open till noon. So we were there like 11 o'clock, and they're open. There's old people walking around, but it's pretty dead. And it's mostly, I mean, half the stores are closed anyway. So my dad is just like freaking out that we're going to get locked in, and I have an 8-year-old with me, and I have him, and I'm trying to, like, you know, keep my cool, but I'm like, we're not going to get fucking locked in here, Dad. It isn't even open yet. How are we going to get locked in?
Yeah.
But you can't talk to him like that. But I was, you know, that we had to leave, and because he was just, you know. So that was fun. And then we went to a toy store, and he sat in the car and slept, but me and Nash walked around. So, but gave my mom a good hour of break from dealing with him. So, you know, whatever. But it was a good Mother's Day I'm ready for Father's Day, though. You got to milk that shit real good.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just put in my Father's Day tradition. I don't care what we do. I wake up. I'll put in a ringside order. That's what I'm already gonna do.
For yourself. You got it. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm just gonna buy those. I haven't bought them yet. Those defining moments. The four of them. I'm just gonna fucking wake up that morning.
Oh, yeah.
Make a
pot. Well, they're on back order. So now I'm like, there's no need to rush.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
By that time, they'll probably be.
Isn't that weird at the malls though? They all open up, but like not all the stores are open.
Yeah, well, this mall is terrible. I mean, I would say there's
is that the one with Eternity of Dreams or no?
No, that one's way far away. This one's probably
second terrible mall.
Okay. There's probably four or five malls in between those two that are terrible, but this one is close to where I grew up, and this is the mall I went to when I was like, your parents drop you off on a Friday night, and I got some major nostalgia chills walking through there. Like, oh man, just to walk around here thinking I was a badass at like 14. Parents drop you off. Somebody has a flask of crappy vodka they stole from their parents' house, you know.
Back when you just didn't understand why your friends with licenses didn't come every weekend. You're like, dude, why don't we just go to the mall? Like, fucking, you got your license, right? Like, come on, dude, you can do what you want. You can do anything you want in your life. Why aren't you at the mall?
Just go to the mall, yeah. But, yeah, it was interesting for sure. And some of the stores are still there that I was, like, when I was in, you know, 20 years ago. It's like, insane.
You're the only place that still has a structure. It's not. It hasn't converted to Express still.
Structure. Yeah. Oh man, that's a throwback.
I still go to Chess King when I can.
The Wall. Remember the Wall? That's a great place.
Oh,
to
yeah.
Buy CDs.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of great deals, Ringside Collectibles still having their Memorial Day sale. This might be the longest sale they've ever done because Memorial Day is still. We're still two.
Yeah, they did that real early.
We're still two episodes away from this shit ending. But there's some good ones on here now. Randy Orton Elite 98. Which I don't know if I've even seen in fucking stores yet, is $14.99.
That's been the only one I do see from that set.
Oh, really? I don't
see. Still lingering around. I think it's because people are getting confused with the top picks.
Yeah, I don't
see. That Randy top picks is everywhere, bro.
I haven't seen that Elite 98 at all. My Walmarts have been pretty quiet on that.
I think it was just the shipper. It was like the last thing left from the shipper.
And that happy Corbin / Baron Corbin from 99 on sale at $14.99 as well. You can use code to call up for another 10% off there. So I do. Yeah, I've been looking at this.
Kenny's going to quit his job, right? Because of all the kickbacks he gets from us using his discount code.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He's about to retire. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
It's been great for him.
Between that and the 9 podcast, man, he's raking it in.
Oh, the wife did text me. Okay. So we do have a winner. I guess should we do that now? Should we do it now?
Sure. There's people are listening intently. All of them.
Can you hold up? Can you hold up the item to the camera? So we're gonna do a giveaway for anyone who backed the Nitro stage and sent us a screenshot. You were automatically entered to win this Coliseum Collection, Jake the Snake, and Rick Rude that we got for free from Mattel when Nikki went out there, and he even got it signed by Jake the Snake Roberts. So we get free stuff from Mattel. We ain't selling it on eBay, baby. We're giving it back to you guys, okay?
Or the empty boxes. We're not selling the empty boxes.
Yeah, we're not selling empty boxes out of here either. So my wife has picked the number from the second level of the house. She's picked number 6. Let me pull up the list. 1, 2.
Nash refused to do the job, right? Unless he got something out of it.
Yes. This is going to be, none other than our good friend Alex Lanham. Not Mike Lanham. His brother Alex Lanham is the winner here. So,
oh, wow.
Congrats, right. Alex.
Nice, Alex.
One of my top 5 favorite Lanhams.
Alex. I thought he was your second. He's just top 5 now.
He's
dropped.
He has dropped because he tries to buy. Well, I know he sent me those Build-A-Figure arms of Teddy Long in the mail. So he's back up top 2. But but I was hoping nobody would get this so I could take it and get it signed. Jake the Snake. But Alex, you win. Just send us your address, or I'll get your address from your brother, and we'll get that shipped out to you, dude. Pretty cool. It's cool by itself, much less being signed by Jake the Snake. And that packaging.
Well, we're gonna check to see if we've sent anything to Mike, and then Mike can just give it to you.
There we go. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. Yeah, but we'll reimburse Mike for the gas mileage.
I am drinking. I teased it on the social media that I was going to try this new Sunny Delight hard seltzer. But right now, I'm trying a Rest in Peace Full Tilt Bang Bang West Coast IPA with a little McFoley.
Zombie Cactus Jack.
They've been in my fridge. I've been scared to drink them, but they are delicious.
How long have they been in that fridge?
Maybe a month.
That long.
Right, when do they close? Okay. Maybe 2 months at the most.
Yeah.
But good little IPA percent. I'll do that about mid-show. I'll drink that Sunny Delight. We're going to try and do some more experimenting, some more reviews of drinks as the summer months approach here.
Because my week's over, so I'm ready to party. I'm ready to throw down.
I'm ready to throw down. I don't like
my work week's over.
Personally, I don't like to do the Thursday night recordings. I like to do the Wednesday night because now we're going to be head-to-head with our buddies at Run In Podcast. But there's plenty of time to listen to podcasts over the weekend.
Well, we're trying to get that PWI feud of the year. I think it's going to go to a podcast for sure this year. So
ladder match.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into the news of the week here. Pull it up on the old phone.
There was news this week?
There was some news. A little bit of news, man. Well, sad news to start with. Superstar Billy Graham passing away. I think that was yesterday.
That's correct, yeah.
Really an innovator. If you watch any of his promos, he has kind of like the Dusty Rhodes voice. He has kind of the Hulk Hogan mannerisms. He was more of a character than we'd ever really seen before kind of TV took over wrestling. And we had WWE and WCW and stuff like that. It was more kind of spread out at that point and more kind of grassroots. But do you have that Elite? I think you have that Elite, right?
Oh, yeah. He is right there.
Felt kind of morbid. I was
Right here.
I heard the news. I think Meltzer tweeted out that he was not doing well, and I was like, "Man, do I have that? I think I have that, but I wasn't sure, so I had to run downstairs." And I do.
Okay.
I do have it. It's a great figure. It uses that tie dye Don Morocco T-shirt. It's got the yellow boa. Has his old kind of his retired head and like his kind of in the prime head in there.
So I thought that was really cool. They did that. I don't know how many guys they could do that with. But I did like that you got basically every version of Superstar Billy Graham.
Yeah. So rest in peace and thoughts and prayers to him and his family. Black Machismo. I want to get your opinion on this. Jay Lethal, a.k.a. Black Machismo, is a character he played during his TNA days. It's kind of a play on the Macho Man Randy Savage. Do I need that?
Kind of. Yeah, kind of.
Do I need that micro brawler for the Macho Man shelf or no?
How many brawlers do you have? Do you have just Macho brawlers? Or do you have like a handful of other ones?
Just Macho. I've gotten rid of all the others. I've purged.
Yeah, dude. You don't buy a lot of brawlers, man. You could do it. I mean, okay. Lethal is fantastic. Like he's the best, man.
Yeah. It would be
He's so underutilized.
He is.
Just like most of the AEW roster.
For sure.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Just his promo and comedy skills alone make him totally underrated. So that's available from Pro Wrestling Tees. I think it's a 2-week pre-order. I think last week we talked about it. They had a Bobby Heenan up there. So I do like when they do that 2-week thing and pre-orders.
I forgot to order FTR yesterday because I was like, oh, I'm going to order this weekend. Oh, I'll order Monday. I just kept forgetting. And because I don't order every one of them, but I just thought that'd be a cool one. That was one of my first like tag team set to do, and I just forgot.
Our buddy Hastel Toys from Grapplers and Gimmicks showed off a Sean Morley, a.k.a. Val Venus retro. It's an early kind of drawing stages right now, so it'll probably be 2027, 2028 when that comes out. I'm just kidding, but coming out down the line. But he did show that Mo from Men on a Mission. That figure looked really good, dude. Really good.
Yeah, I'm spoiled by the zombies, man. It's just like now it's like, okay, I want the 2023 version of what Hasbro would have been. Looking forward to a little more art, but it absolutely is in the vein of original Hasbro's.
Yeah.
And it's cool to get those guys, man. It's especially after Backlash, man. He had them all signed, so.
Yeah, Carlito, Savio, he had a good week for sure. Speaking of Zombie Sailor, he showed off a little tease of the Road Warriors. And it was just a quick video of them kind of like buckling in their straps on their shoulder pads. This looks like early, NWA Road Warriors or like early WCW? This is like before I started.
Yeah, like that WCW video game, the all black.
Yeah.
It was before, it was a little less leather, a little bigger than the shoulder pads. So like, yeah, super like late for NWA for sure. NWA Road Warriors.
It looked really cool though.
You see, he teased also his first non-wrestling.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that. What do you think that is? Because did you say it was a retro? Did you say what kind of figure it is? A 6-inch figure?
I'm assuming it's going to be in the Hasbro like field.
Non-wrestling.
Because he's gonna utilize the tools that he has and the tooling he has. You know, like he's not going to reuse anything. I think I know what it is. I think he showed me what like his dream was, and it sounds like he was so excited about that it was something he really wanted to do.
All right,
but he showed me that like in Baltimore last year or so.
Let me pause the podcast right now. Right, very interesting. Very interesting, Nick.
We air horn over all those things.
And we're back. I'm hoping for like an Arnold or a Mike Tyson. But to fit in with the Hasbros is tough because those are very wrestling centric figures. Whereas if you did a 6-inch figure, you could kind of mix with the NECAs, you could mix with the Mattels, the Jazzwares. So I could see a Mike Tyson DX like shirt, kind of crotch chopping type of figure. But we'll see soon. But whatever Zombie does, he does well. They take a while, as do all these figures from these smaller companies. But you get the results, and you get some really good quality from the stuff that Zombie puts out. So can't fault him there on that. And I didn't know he has 3 full-time employees now, which is interesting.
Oh yeah, and he brings in when he gets the figures, he like he'll hire in the group, like, hey, you want to come down and pack boxes for the weekend?
Yeah, I would do that. I mean, if I lived up there,
it pays him pretty well. Like,
yeah.
I know some people that are probably going to jump on it this time when Series 2 comes out. So
yeah, for sure.
Like, oh, I already reached out. We're gonna do it. Like, fucking hell yeah, dude! Get paid in figs and money. Why not?
Yeah, give me a set of figs. I'll do it.
This is why I needed the Wrestling Universe to not open in Connecticut. I'd be like, no, man, I don't need a paycheck. I'll just take these 8 figures.
Kenny Omega Supreme showing up in Walmart's. Not a figure I will be grabbing, but looks really good, man. What do you think about this? Are you going to get this Kenny Omega?
It's pretty sharp. Yeah, I think I'm going to, as you know, like, as far, I'm going to do all the Ultimates. I think doing all the Supremes would be cool too. And they're coming out so slow, and I just don't see. There being like a 20 offshoots like there is for the Ultimates.
No, they don't. They're
not for a while. You know,
Jazzwares doesn't have the marketing or creativity to do that, or the consumer desire for it. You know, I mean, I think it's a great line. I think it's probably the best thing they've done besides the Blood and Guts. But yeah, I mean, it's what the Ultimates started off as. They were just two at a time, like. 4 times a year, if that, like, and it was great. And now it's,
I mean, because what are we talking about? Like 7-8 months in between from the last, like from when Cody hit.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
It's been a while. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And they're, you know, they're sitting at Walmart's and Target's, so this Kenny will be a little bit easier to get. So that's cool. But I think it has like 3 sets of legs. It has all kinds of stuff. It's they really give you your money's worth for them. So for sure. Power Town update. Power Town.
Power Town.
Arriving soon, ? I have here on the notes. It looks like our buddy Kyle Peterson did a video, but it wasn't his figure, and it was like a 5-second unboxing. It's a little disappointing, but I think it was.
What did they spot? Like, they spitefully gave it to him because of the Ventura conspiracy theories. Like, they were like, here,
yeah,
open it, give it back.
He seemed like he has under a gun, like had a gun on him or something. Yeah, for sure. He was in some like wooden paneled room.
A knife. It's not a gun, dude.
I think they were selling him at some sort of convention, and he didn't hear about it until it was too late. A buddy of his bought one of them and said, "Hey, you can't have this, but you can come over and open it, I guess." So. That's what he did, and you can check that out. Kyle Peterson's YouTube is amazing. Definitely check him out. He's about to hit 30,000 subscribers, putting videos up daily, you know, multiple on the daily. But, yeah, this is hopefully coming out soon. They originally said the holidays, which I did not believe was going to happen, and it did not happen. And then they had a situation with the Major Brothers doing a spot where the legs were breaking, and I guess we don't know what's going on, but they claim they canceled all those and made a whole new set. It's
turn that boat around, send it back. Yep. To China.
Turn it around. Yep.
Yeah.
Because
that was the only thing on the boat.
So that's why it. Yeah. Around. Huge boat, just of figures. From Retro Collectibles, friends of the podcast, our good buddy Chris Van Vliet getting a retro figure. The pre-orders start tomorrow, May 19th. And go to June 19th. What do you think about non-wrestling folks getting figures here? This is a little, I mean, he has a pretty big following on his YouTube, and
yeah,
he does some great, great interviews. So it makes sense.
I love all his clips, man. I love watching. I like his Instagram. I don't know if I need a figure of him, but you know what? After listening to Chernoff on Joe Shoes' pod, I was like, you know what? I think I might buy this. If I saw him and he was selling it, I would buy it in person.
Oh, okay. For sure. Cool. That's good to hear. Yeah. I mean, those guys are, yeah, but Chris Van Vliet is an awesome interviewer. I mean, he asks some really good questions and just seems to be able to kind of have a very casual conversation with people, which I strive
They fixed that neck. They fixed the neck, though.
Yeah.
They still look weird.
Oh, and still, yeah. He still has his necktie. It's not even a necktie. It's like the head just goes right into the shoulders, but I guess it's tough to make a figure with you know, a non-wrestling body, so to speak.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So keep you updated on that. What else is coming out? Oh, we need to get into this. So pull up real quick the Instagram account for our buddy My Damn Toys. Who's this girl? I'll follow her. Okay. My Damn Toys on Instagram. He was gonna rank every single Elite line, 1 through 100.
Yep.
I think he gave up on that, which probably saved him a lot of hair and his marriage, because that would be impossible to kind of break that all down. But he did rank every single Ultimate Edition to come out, including the new Cody. I think he's got 59 here on the list. So if you go to his most recent Instagram post.
Yeah, I know. I looked at this today.
Okay. I don't know how you want to break this down. You want to just maybe talk about the top 10?
Do I still have my list? I wonder if I still have my list of that I printed out. Like that was all.
Yeah, because we kind of did this. We kind of did a top 10.
Because I had ranked them. When we were going to do our tournament, which we apologize, guys, that's when we got... The Puma asked me about it last week, and I was like, dude, I was like, that's when I got sick, and Phil got sick, and it just fell apart.
We apologize. It was March. We had a bad March. Anyway, follow My Damn Toys. Check out his Instagram and his YouTube. Great guy. Great friend of the podcast. Just looking through the list here, I think he has the Razor Ramones a little too low. He's got 33 and 34, the Chase and the regular, respectively. That's a great figure. A little too low on those. A little too high at Jeff Hardy Ultimate at 24. Way too low on my favorite Ultimate, the Shawn Michaels Takeover, Fan Takeover at number 10. And I would say I don't have the Seth Rollins in hand. It comes in, I think, tomorrow on Saturday or 2 days from now.
Oh, you didn't get it yet?
No. It's coming, yeah. I ordered it pretty late because I wasn't sure. I got that 25%.
I think we're about the same time. It just coming from Texas, dude. It sits in 7 or post office in Texas.
Saturday, I have three packages coming from Wrestling Collector Shop and one from Ringside. So I need to make sure my wife is not by the front door on that day.
So we go ahead and stop listening. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, yesterday and today we're busy.
So here's his top five. He's got Farmer, the Farmer Redneck Brock, number one. He's got the Seth Rollins Ultimate number two, AJ Styles number three, Batista number four, and the second John Cena with the spinner belt number five. What are your thoughts on this list overall as a whole?
All right, I'm gonna scroll. I'm gonna give one comment off of each slide here.
Okay.
Becky's way too low. Becky is not the second worst ultimate. The female ultimates are actually pretty good. Let's see. Next page. I think Charlotte should be a little bit higher. The Fiend is where she should be.
Yeah, that Diesel needs to be much lower. That's a terrible ultimate, dude.
Slaughter and the Razor should be higher than 30s.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, this is his list. We're just
kind of giving of course.
Around. We should probably do this.
Yeah, and he writes that specifically. This is my list.
Yeah.
Flair is good. Hollywood. Flair
27? Middle of the pack?
I thought a little bit higher.
I don't know.
I think it's that Hardy's way too high. Where did he have the other one? Oh, 35. Okay, that's right. No, both Hardy are in the lowest rung possible. I think Cody Softgoods hurts. Haven't gotten it yet.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that jacket compared to what the AEW Supreme did.
Alexa as the highest female. Yeah, I'd give it that. I think that's a great ultimate. It just, you know, came out at the wrong time.
No, it is good. Yeah, it was kind of like 6 months too late, but it was good. So was the Mr. T at number 17. I agree with that.
We just got Mr. T'd out, but it is a great figure.
Yeah.
That's yeah. And I think we're just riding high off of Seth right now. I'm not sure he's gonna settle into two. And number 11, that Hogan, man. I think that Hogan's top three. The 85, 86 Hogan.
You love that Hogan.
I love that figure.
I agree,
man,
with where he has it, maybe a little bit lower.
That's the end of the podcast. It was like, yeah, it was a good run, and you know, we did our best.
Where is the fan? Okay, he's got my favorite, the Fan Takeover one, 32.
What's that, Hogan?
Yeah.
What's that? The WCW one? You think it's that high?
Yeah, the Black Eye from WrestleMania 9.
Oh, get out of here. Yeah,
I like that one. Good list though. Check out my damn toys. Pretty fun.
It is fun to see how other people see it, for sure.
Yeah, the Batista, yeah, I think is a good figure. I think it was just kind of so readily available that people kind of didn't love it as much, but it's a great figure.
Yeah.
And so is AJ Styles. AJ Styles is pretty much perfect as far as an ultimate. I don't think you ever need another AJ Styles ultimate figure. So I'm excited to get that Seth Rollins and the Andre the Giant in hand. Where does he have Andre the Giant here? Let me see.
Mid-30s? Is that what I saw?
I don't know if it's in here.
Wait, is he also My Damn Kicks? I guess I got to follow My Damn Kicks.
Oh, I didn't know that was another account.
I started writing My Damn on the search. And yeah, so
I don't see Andre the Giant in here, man. Maybe I'm missing it.
30s. He's in there.
You sure, bro?
Sure, bro?
You sure about that?
You sure about that?
Oh, I see it. Yeah, it doesn't have the shirt on it. So, yeah, 38.
Yeah.
Good call. Okay, cool list. Very nice. So we talked about the ringside sale. Let's talk about our weekly purchases. How about that, dude?
All right, bro.
What do you got?
A little music first? Or you want to come rolling her into it?
Oh, let's just do a little music, sure. Here comes the money. Here we go. Money talk. Here comes the money. You know it. This is my favorite part of the show. It's where we give our weekly purchases. We always buy stuff, baby. There's no week where we don't buy stuff, okay? Sometimes I'll just buy stuff just to talk about it on the pod. That's it. You
know? Yeah, that's the only reason I buy stuff. Just talk about it.
All right. Well, what do you got, man? What do you got, Nick Thompson?
These are not wrestling related. Do you watch Letterkenny?
No.
So you definitely watch Shoresy. So for the Shoresy fans out there, Ted Hitchcock, which if you say his name fast, sounds like Ted Inchcock.
is that a spinoff of the first show you said?
Of Letterkenny, yeah.
Okay.
Well, Ted Hitchcock was in the NHL, so I decided NCHL, I believe. So I decided to buy some of his cards. I just was like Shoresy laughing, and I was like, "I'm gonna buy some of his NHL cards." So
wait, so he
paid $8.
He's an actor on the show, but he was in the NHL.
Yeah, very short run. Yeah, I think 8 games or something. Big one of the bigger busts of all time. But
okay,
he's very funny on the show. So okay, I thought I would grab those. The PWTs, the goddamn whatnot strikes again, man.
Man, you're on that a lot.
This week it was Angelina Love. It was her Michael Brawler.
Oh, jeez.
But that was actually a killer deal on that. Of course, I met her, and I received this 2 days after I met her, or 3 days after I met her last week at that cap show. I did get my Andre and Seth Rollins. I grabbed Omos, and well, we could share my ringside purchase with when you share yours that I also got it.
You got the Omos Elite, or
I got the Omos Elite. Yeah, okay. Just because after meeting him, I felt like I should have it.
Yeah, of course.
Well, being in the same room as him, that's what we'll say. Now that we're close personal friends. And then Tom Sliney sent me this. It's Ruby Riott, guys. Tom Sliney sent it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess he ordered 10.
In the defender?
I don't know why. He ordered 10. Yeah, so he sent me one. Yeah, it was cool with him. It's actually a really good figure, man. Like the tats and everything. It's impressive.
Yeah, they did a good job with it.
Ruby Riott, but yeah. I think it's up there. It's one of the better figures of the year, especially with Jazzwares, so. And
who would have thought Ruby Riott get one of the better figures of the year?
Yeah, absolutely. I still have some stuff left over from WrestleCon, but until it's financially settled up with the folks at High Spots, I will gonna hold off on those, the reveals on those. And
looking down,
I think that's it. Right. Oh, and also in the stream last week, nobody bid on them. I got Dango and Tyler Breeze autos, 8x10s from the Prostitutes Whatnot stream for $3. $3 for both of these.
Wow.
I was like, dude, I already bought something, so the shipping on it was what, $1.50?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll buy it. It's fine.
All right.
I've met them both. They're very nice. It's cool.
Thank you. Yeah. Part of the Major yeah. Pod extended family. All right, I'm gonna try this Sunny D vodka seltzer. This is 4.5%, 0 grams of sugar, 95 calories.
Now, were you a Sunny D kid growing up?
Never. My mom would never buy it.
My parents would never buy this, but it was something that my grandmother got because my grandfather was retired Navy. So it was something from the Navy exchange or commissary he would always bring home. And after working at the dairy department at a local grocery store, I was like, I'll never drink Sunny Delight again.
Why? Just seeing it.
It was. I thought it was orange juice. Like that. I just was like, oh, it's an orange juice alternative. Like, I just thought oh, is it tangerine juice? I just always thought it was an actual thing that was good for you. When I saw it come in like warm, no, it's just sugary drink.
Oh yeah, it's like a Kool-Aid.
Yeah, it's just a very. It's like a extra citrusy tang. I go for a tang. Has Tang made a seltzer yet?
They should. This isn't bad. It tastes just like Sunny D.
Is it overly sweet or no?
No, it is not overly sweet. Does have the fake taste at the end, the fake seltzer taste.
I don't know. Are they as good as neutrals?
This is way better than neutrals. God. I went to one of my stores today. I was like, dude, you have a fucking neutral display in here? What are you doing? He's like, it sells, dude. Like, no, this shit does not sell.
Guys, Phil, we went to Jimmy's and they did not have High Noons the night. They still not have it or what? We know?
I haven't been back.
Oh.
Not been back there.
And they did not have High Noons. They had neutrals. And I thought Phil was going to walk the fuck out of that place that night.
I felt so.
If we weren't from out of town, I think you would have left.
Yeah. These are good because they're like $8.99 or $9.99 a four pack. Cheap. Real cheap.
Yeah.
I would buy this. This is good. I mean, I did buy this, but I'm. For people all listening, right, it's John James.
All right, for summer, I'm going to get a four pack for the fridge.
Fine. John James in the Facebook group said it was garbage. I totally disagree. This is not bad. Maybe because I'm drinking some
John James.
Maybe I'm drinking some heavy IPAs. Just switching. This is light, but it's a very good taste. Very good, like orangey. I love anything orange.
Well, I just finished a Michelob Ultra pure gold, and this is a mango chili.
Oh, okay. You gotta drink that now.
So let's see what mango chili tastes like. These are also weekly purchases, guys, because we bought
this week. Yeah.
Yeah. So I really did like these ultra infusions. The mango chili is a new one. The prickly pear and lime is actually really good. So okay. Maybe I should have been drinking Bud Light Lime all those years.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. You know.
Probably. All right, I got this. You sent me the link on this. I don't know if you even bought this or did you
have
this in your weekly purchases?
Yeah. I was gonna let you talk about it, bro.
Okay man. Brody Lee, 1 of 3,000 suited figure. I sent you and the guys in the group chat a picture of the package. It was not Ringside's fault. Someone looks like they punched. Oh, you got two of them. Oh, baby.
I was scared, man. Someone was like, oh, I bought two, but they only sent me one chase and one comment. I was like, oh, I'd be pissed.
Yes.
I'd be pissed.
Yeah, $50?
Because it's not like I'm being greedy. It's just like, what if I was picking one up for somebody that didn't, like, just couldn't swing it this week? Like, oh, yeah. Man, you mind grabbing that? Like,
of course.
Also save on shipping. What if I'm buying it from a local buyer?
Of course. So, yeah, this came damaged a little bit on the top, but I might open it. I don't know. I have the Cody suited. Together, but
which is also still up there.
I can't believe that. I can't believe this was still up for so long. This is still up too.
It disappeared. It disappeared this morning and it popped up back last night or this afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty. I mean,
but guys, so what they're doing, whoever doesn't know, is they're jacking up the price on these figures that also happen to be chases available for them. Like, it just says Brody, unmatched 6.
Yes.
And it's $50.
And if you will get the chase, I've done it twice. You've done it. yep. several times. And
yeah,
you will
this is I'm 5 for 5 on it. Yeah,
you will get a defender. Do not buy the defender. You will get one for free with it.
Yeah, don't so be an idiot. Who would do that?
I mean, it is. I mean, $50, but I saved 10% using the code to call up.
Yeah,
and I got a free $5 defender. So now who's the idiot, right?
Boom.
I bought this for $5 shipped on Amazon. This is a Amazon exclusive Finn Balor. I don't know why I bought it.
Yeah, I bought the Paul Heyman at GameStop for like $3. I don't know why. I don't know, even a pop guy. I was like, it's Heyman, man.
Add to the pop,
dude,
the pop
does he not have abs on that? I'm sorry, Funko.
No, he does not. No,
I got a real issue with that, man. This guy works hard in the gym. He's got the best abs in wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
I think. And
who would have better abs? I mean, I think you're right.
A-Town Down, dude? I don't know.
Oh, well.
That's going to be a poll this week, guys, is best abs in wrestling.
Yes, I love it. Kenny has some good abs, too.
Yeah.
All right. NWO Nitro, NWO Retros, not Nitro. Get the Nitro out of here. We're not doing the Nitro.
Dude, the way you held it at the camera, it looked huge. I was like, what figure is that?
This is a great... I can't believe La Puma didn't buy this. I really can't, because...
I knew this was going to come up, and he's working right now.
Every fucking podcast I listen to, they're fucking talking shit about me not buying this fucking figure. You know, it's great. I don't like the action on it, for sure. But it is true that...
What does it do? Let me see, because I did not open mine.
It's this seated thing. It's a seated, like, double kick thing that, like, Sheamus had. But you can do the leg drop, and you can do the big boot, which for him is perfect. But the detail on it is great. You got the Hollywood on the back. You got the lightning bolts with the tears on the back of the shirt, so you can reuse this kind of mold for older Hogan's. Got the beard and the sunglasses and the bandana. Great look. I did not like how ringside... I bought two of these. They're in this small package because they are... they're two packs, so they could easily fit them in kind of...
They 69'd them,
yeah,
as we like to say.
And they were in a outer cardboard box, but those two boxes were then taped together and shipped to me.
Yeah, it was weird. They taped the shippers together.
A little bit weird.
It's an odd one.
Yeah, but hey, who am I to complain, right?
But I found two more. When you're ready, I got two more. Keep going. Keep talking about these retros.
They got here safe. The retros were great. I did a unboxing on the YouTube channel. Check it out. All four of them are cool. All four of them have sunglasses and the NWO shirt, which is kind of annoying, but it kind of makes them fit together and look a little bit different. So besides that and the Brody, that's it. I have a huge weekly purchase coming next week, and I have a bunch of stuff coming from Wrestling Collector Shop and Ringside. So a little bit light this week, but maybe my biggest, hardest earned purchase next week.
You know what I just realized is that Andre and Seth, like, they hurdled a different order.
What do you mean hurdled?
I ordered something else from them, and somehow that got there first.
Wow.
Let me check the old shipping page here on the shop, on my shop app.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. That's good radio.
Yeah, it's great radio. Yeah. So last Saturday I went to the Creator Pro show on Long Island.
Okay.
Creator Pro Homecoming in Melville, New York. It's just like this sports venue, like the hockey and mostly hockey and indoor soccer, I think. MJF was on it, and it was as we talked about last week. It was $100 for a signature, $100 for a photo, but it was a $50 upcharge for a premium item for a figure. So I was not paying that. Especially
so it would be $150 for a signed figure.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm not doing that. I can't do that in person, especially historically how he's treated. He's not a great signer. He doesn't like, it makes me, I'm sure Brian just like kills him on it, but it's like, you got to sign better, man. For that price too. So, and you heard these nightmare videos. I'm sure people are asking him to throw the figure, like just to have something viral, but I can't risk it, man. I can't give him a chase and see what he's going to do with it. This dude last weekend, like a gentleman in there.
He was
he's talking to people.
Right?
He's schmoozing. He's signing. He's smiling. He's like making like funny face with people. Like, and then shout out to Leo Sparrow, who is in the Major Pod Group. He is a Creator Pro student and Creator Pro wrestler, and I think he's te I believe he teaches there as well, and he's usually with Brian when he travels. After Jungle Boy talked some shit online, he came out. You know, Leo Sparrow was going to wrestle, and instead of Jungle Boy, who talks shit about Creator Pro and the students, came out a Forest Kid or Forest Boy, and it was a Jungle Boy lookalike. Leo beat the shit out of him, you know, cut a promo, and mid promo out comes local favorite Maxwell Jacob Friedman, who total baby face. And just, dude, he looked like a million bucks. He was great. Just it was the fan favorite MJF. So at the end, I did do the photo with him because I absolutely
Oh,
had to.
you freaking weak bastard.
My buddy and I split it though because
Okay,
you know.
okay.
But
Did you put the hand around the waist or what'd you
what's that? I usually do the shaka, and I'm an Islander, so I'm allowed to. But
You
everybody
can,
else don't
yeah.
do it, guys.
You can't.
So you can't really see it, but you know.
Oh, I see it, yeah.
Me and my boy, and then I did do a combo with Angelina Love, who, you know, if you guys were into Affliction, you know, back in the late 2000s, you would be in love with her.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, if you were Afflicted once upon a
She's big
time,
into
hanging out
that.
at clubs,
Yeah.
yeah. Okay, she definitely probably rocks the Juicy Couture jeans still, I'm
Oh my
sure.
God, yeah.
And what else? Oh, then so I had her Impact figure signed. To Marley, you know, because Marley's a big fan to the
Course,
daughter.
of course.
All the females are going to do that.
I like
She was
that.
super sweet about it. And then Raven signed. I found this figure for $15 the day before.
Wow, it's great.
So
It's great
just signed
shape.
that. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Not bad. Little impact in the bottom. I popped it back
What's
out.
in the
So
top right? Is that like where the price tag was when we ripped it off?
I think so. Yeah. I think they
Yeah.
didn't know better. But $15 last minute. Found it the day before. Couldn't
Nice.
beat that. So
Nice.
he was super nice. So. Very fun experience. I got to meet up with La Puma before. We ate at a local wrestling Mexican themed restaurant, Lucharitos.
Right.
Yep.
Mexican.
I had ribs and they never brought my elote corn out.
Oh, okay.
But
I
yeah.
have to give a shout out to Victor Le Leva. Victor
Love
Leva.
you. Yeah. Yeah.
Levier? Levier? He's in the Major Pod Wrestling Figure Group. And I put a post on there like, hey, my son's getting into wrestling, football cards. And anybody have any common? You know, some of these guys just want to collect the more valuable
Oh
cards,
yeah.
don't want the commons, have a bunch of doubles. Like, hey, I'll pay you for whatever. My son just, you know, he'll eat up anything you send. So he's like, yeah, he messaged me, just send me the shipping, give me this big fat like padded envelope full of cards.
That's
So
awesome.
I'm not
Yeah.
even gonna open it. I'm gonna wait till vacation, and I'll film it and send it to him, and just say, hey, Nash, this is for, this came in the mail for you, and just see his face of amazement. So that was pretty cool of him. So
Yeah, I gotta start stockpiling some packs for him when he comes.
oh yeah, he's a
Yeah.
big card guy now. He is not he
Yeah.
has. He has not played with his wrestling figures in probably 3 4 weeks, which is scaring me a little bit. But I'm hoping it's just a, he goes through phases where he just gets burnt out, which I'm like, you know. And
Oh, yeah.
he's becoming total outdoor kid, where he's just like wants to practice baseball, play basketball, get on the trampoline, which is good. I mean, I'm not complaining
Oh,
at
yeah.
all. You know, that's, you know, this is the time of year for that shit. And you know, I'm glad to have an outdoor kid, not an iPad kid, because it's a lesser of two evils for sure. So yeah, whatever. Pretty cool shit. Well, I did send a couple Head Shrinkers Legends figures up to Russell Lopresti to get signed this weekend.
Nice.
And I found a bunch of well, a couple of figures for him to get signed, and he's gonna send me a Farouk Legends signed. So I got that signed. I have a Kane I'm gonna send up to Kayfabe Toys, Kane Legends, and a Lex
Yeah, I'm gonna
Luger
send the t I'm gonna think
Legends.
I'm gonna send Isaac Yankem and then the Attitude Era Kane. I think I'm gonna
Oh,
send both of
nice.
those to get those packages
Dude,
signed.
these Sonny, I highly I can't I love this. I want
This
another one.
guy.
I
This
want another
guy,
one.
yeah.
This fucking guy, huh?
Where now have you chased down those last legends you needed or what? What's the latest on your legends collection?
I'm caught up
Still missing a
completely.
$1 million manager, you got him.
No, still missing that one. That's the only one I need. But they're coming out with another one soon. So do I really need to get that one? I guess I do, but
Yeah, you do. You
yeah.
do.
Yeah,
Come on,
I
man.
do. Yeah. So that's the only one. If anyone has a $1 million Man Legends figure from series 5 or 4, whatever it is, I will buy it from you. But I'm pretty happy right now. Getting
some series one, not 9 or 10. No. 10, 11?
Oh, I guess, yeah, because it reset.
Yeah, because you got to think they restarted at 7, so, yeah.
I'm bad at math. I did see, we didn't talk about this, the right behind my head here, this Macho Man Slim Jim container with the red and yellow kind of gas station container. It's popping up now in a purple outfit. And originally we thought it was a custom. Somebody on Facebook Marketplace in my area has one for $75. I do not want to pay that. I'm hoping it shows up on Amazon or something. Do I really need it? Is another question. I keep it. This week has been one of those weeks where I'm like, fuck, man, do I need all this shit? Like, you have those weeks where it's just
this
like,
week, just this one week? Yeah.
Yeah. Once a month, I'm like, I'm like, shit, dude. Do I need like?
Dude, you can't see down in this room right now, but it's like obstacle course to get to my chair.
Yeah, it's just. Yeah. I mean, I think as collectors, anybody listening can relate because I was like, I just don't need this shit. Like, do I need another fucking plastic Macho Man Slim Jim container? No, I don't. I really don't. You know, I do. Yeah. I do need it, but do I need it? No. So, you know, ebbs and flows as it goes. So.
I think in my room, man, I want like a wider, taller glass case. Like if the Detolf was like, if you could get it in different like widths.
Oh, it'd be great.
Like if you could modify it. Like, yeah.
The original is so small. Like, you know, it fills up pretty quick.
Like I was in one of the work spots at the college I mostly work at near four, we vendor for them. It was like twice. It was exactly like a Detolf. But twice as wide. Wow. And I was like, I need this. I need this so bad. How do I take this shit out? Just grab my hand truck and just cart it right up.
A tag on it or something.
Yeah, no, I'm supposed to be here. It's that sea bass, right?
You know? Oh, yeah. Shout out to our buddies, the Running Podcast. They do an awesome podcast every single week. They deal mostly with in-the-ring stuff between AEW and WWE. But they also deal with some pop culture, music. TV, sports, all kinds of stuff. They have a Patreon. It's $1 per month to start. It's Running Pod. Patreon.com/Running Pod. And you get access to our Facebook group, which is amazing. It's 530-some people now in the group. Nick,
530,000.
Yeah, we're buying, selling, trading figures. Everything on the shelf is retail plus shipping, so you're not going to get screwed over like you would on eBay and stuff like that. It's $1 per month. Definitely worth the investment. Plus, we do giveaways. We do live figure hunts. All kinds of stuff. So, yeah.
Sometimes Sliney just writes. I'm sorry, Time of Paradise, Sliney. Just writes Walmart. He just does Walmart posts. Walmart.
That was a great post.
He's getting used to the internets, man. He's going to figure it out pretty soon.
It's tough. You know,
I know all the internets.
Right click. Left click, whatever. Oh, I did take the kid to the Oral game last night. That was a fun adventure. It was like a school sponsored charity type of thing where we
no bus, but you bought the tickets through them.
He just ran up and down the steps the entire time with all the kids from his class, and we were the top section of the stadium. Two beers, $35 for two beers.
That's okay. I mean, normally I'd be like, I would complain, but that's so unnecessarily normal now that you can't even say anything. Like, it's, dude, that's what it is at Shea or City Field. It's like you grab two beers, you know, 17, 18 bucks a piece. You're like, okay.
How do people have season ticket? Like, I don't mind doing that to go four times a season or something, but how do these people go to 40 games a year and spend like, do you just not drink?
You know what, man? I mean, I don't know if this is giving an example, but the people that can afford an Escalade can afford the leather. That's what I say. Like, it's like, no one's buying the Escalade with the fabric seats, like, or the cloth seats. Yeah. Like, you know.
I mean, it's just crazy because, I mean, the good thing about Camden Yards is you can bring your own food in, which I brought a bunch of shit in for Nash, snacks and the sandwich and stuff, but still ended up.
Yeah, because he'll want whatever you can get outside the stadium. He'll want because it's three times the price.
Yeah.
Oh, you want a box of M&Ms for $7? Awesome.
But it was $40 for two beers. Then I went downstairs to get Jimmy Seafood, get some Krabby Fries. That was $40 for two things. And then I got a couple more beers. I mean, you're looking at $200 easily, you know, which isn't bad to go once a year or twice a year. You know, Ravens game, I don't mind. But I plan on still going to 4 or 5 more Oreo games. So
how are ticket sales like this point in the season? Like, yo, what are we like a month in?
Bad.
No, I mean,
There's nobody there.
Could I walk up and get like third baseline, like very close, like right before the game, or
not that? I mean, you could probably get third baseline, but not like in the first five.
That's like a Rays game, not against another AL East team. Like I used to be able to do that. Like I'd be in Tampa, be like, oh, you want to go to the game? Sure. front row, first baseline. Let's go. I'm going to Yankees Padres next week. So
very nice.
I haven't been there in like 4 or 5 years, and I'm excited about that. You know, we're going to go to Stan's, which is like a, you know, Yankee bar before. I'll wear my Padres shit. But not only going to be Yankees fans don't really bust my balls when I go.
No, against the Padres? No.
Because what's our feud? They're going to be like, oh, what up? You big Scott Brosius fan? I'm going to stab that person. But other than that person, I'm going to be cool.
Scott Brosius is the first person that just came into my head when you said you were playing the Yankees. I don't know why.
That motherfucker, dude. That son of a bitch, dude.
Yeah.
We couldn't get one win 1998, man. I'm at my homecoming dance, like popping in, like, come on, man, let's just Charlie get one Hayes. Win. And all the Charlie it's me Hayes. And that me and the administration from my high school watching the game, and they just swept us right out of the series. We didn't even belong there.
God. Yeah, so check out the Run-In Pod. They do it every single week. They have a cool Patreon. Check out our buddy Kenny from the Call Up Podcast. He does a live show, I know, during Monday Night Raw. I think he does one also during AEW Dynamite on Wednesday nights. Basically live almost every single night of the week, watching wrestling.
And he popped into the Run-In last week for an episode, which was nice to hear his voice again.
Nice, very nice. Yeah,
no Kenny's corrections, but we have Mike LaPuma doing Hulk Hogan corrections specifically on our pod. So
I would love that.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, the Nitro. So the Nitro Hogan was the Nitro debut.
I just want LaPuma like a mid rant like cursing. Yeah. While he's working on in the sewers of New York City or wherever he does.
We'll call him we'll call him while he's working.
Yeah. Fucking bother things. Me while I'm fucking working. And also our buddy Chris Matthews from the WrestleGeddon podcast, another good wrestling figure podcast. Check them out. Our buddies on YouTube, Kyle Peterson, My Damn Toys, Fig Heel, great content. My favorite Saturday, Sunday morning, drink some coffee and watch some YouTube videos. For sure. So this weekend, going to Topgolf for the father-in-law's birthday, which should be okay. I'm going to a baby shower with kids are not allowed to go. It's at a bar. Ooh. Which is, you know, a little different. So excited about that. What do you got going on this weekend?
It is my brother's 45th birthday tomorrow.
45th, wow.
So I don't know if they're having a party, and if they are, I guess I have not been invited yet. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Well, my invitation got lost in the mail. Okay. I'm sure because I'm so close to the family. It's just like somehow they're just like, oh,
it's a given. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm waiting to see how it all unfolds. Like, will there be Christmas this year with his kids? I don't know. I don't know if I'm not invited. I'm not sure. Yeah. I guess. That's it, though. I think that's it, man. I know I get the Yankees Padres next weekend. So,
I think, as announced on the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast, they are doing a fan fest the day before the pay per view, the AEW pay per view next week. So we'll have an episode next week, but we'll also have maybe if there's enough news to cover, we'll do like a Memorial Weekend episode to cover any AEW Jazz wares. They're gonna come out of the corner swinging on this one, right? Because they have not been wowed.
It's been a while. It's been a while. Because the last one was just like, it was like art, like artistic reveals of things they'd already, like, of like that they've already revealed what the lineups are going to be.
Yeah.
Minus like the little bit of shuffling, but get the Alex Reynolds out.
Yes, please. Jesus.
All the day one people deserve figures immediately. Well, he was almost day one, but yeah. Yeah.
How about Gun Club? They don't have figures yet? That's crazy.
No. I think that they just thought they were gonna be temporary and they're like, oh, these guys are true heels.
Oh,
like,
yeah, they can actually talk on the mic, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even a Billy Gunn fucking figure from them. He's been there forever.
Dude, do you think they just forgot to like turn him back to like help his kids out?
What do you mean?
I just assumed that he was like, oh, he's gonna be with the Acclaim for like 3 months and then he's gonna cost them the belts. But now they're just like, nah, just stay with the Acclaimed and sell merch.
Yeah.
Like, but you have to have him go back with his kids at some point, right?
Yeah.
Like,
just doesn't make sense. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking too. It almost happened during that match when they had the title match, but they did a double score.
That's what I thought, you know? Yeah.
That's about it. We'll see. I don't know what else. What else do you want to see from AEW? I mean, they have the Blood and Guts. They have the Supreme line. We don't know, really know what's coming up from the Supreme line, though, right?
I guess it all depends on like how like Punk fits. If he is coming back, are they gonna make like those Supremes with him and Thunder Rosa, or are they gonna shuffle and is gonna be somebody else at Thunder Rosa, or maybe delay them both because neither have been on TV, which has also been a big issue. And then when are we gonna get Keith Lee with a cape?
Yeah, that's what I want. The great Keith Lee, the old.
Yeah, man. When are we gonna get the Seinfeld Larry David Keith Lee?
the Sandlot John. What's his name? James Earl Jones Keith Lee from when he was the neighbor.
My God, yeah, dude. Just like
that's what he looks like now. It's all fucking gray and boring. But I don't think that new Collision show starts before this pay per view. I don't think they want to. They can't just bring him back. I mean, I hate to get into real wrestling here, Nick Thompson, but
yeah, it's a real downer.
You can't. Well, I mean, we just don't do it here, but. When you bring back CM Punk again for the second time, you can't do another like opening promo to the show, right? You can't just do the same
exact
thing you did the first time he was here.
I don't know, man. Cody comes out and cries about his dad every week. I'm sure it's fine.
True. That's true.
I don't care. I'll watch every one of those promos, by the way. Doesn't matter.
They're great.
From Cody. Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess that's why they're doing the second show, is to get him on a different show from the guys from the Elite, so.
Oh, I'll say it again. You're missing the boat if you do not force them into the ring at Wembley.
Imagine if they, on that first episode of Collision, you bring out CM Punk to save like one of his buddies or whatever, and then the Elite come out.
Punk and FTR versus the Elite. Come on, guys.
Huge pop. Huge fucking pop, dude. And yep. make that the main event of that Wembley Stadium show.
Yep.
Oh, my God, dude. Print fucking money.
Yeah, Tony Khan, you're the boss. They're your employees. I'm sorry, they're your independent contractors, employees. Sorry.
Yeah, let them do. They can
fucking do whatever you tell them to. Yeah. Make some money. Sold the tickets. Now let's sell some pay per views.
Well, I have a huge announcement next week on the show. I cannot wait to. It's a weekly purchase, I guess, but it's also something I've been working on for a long time. So I'm excited to announce that tomorrow, next week, and we'll be another week closer to AEW's pay-per-view. I'm excited about Night of Champions. Looks pretty cool. So a lot of wrestling stuff coming up. So obviously, if you're going to use Ringside Collectibles, use our code, our buddy's code, DaCallUp, or use code Kyle for 10% off.
Yep.
Wrestling Collector Shop does some sales every once in a while. We have a Run10 code with them for 10% off.
Otherwise, go to Runnin' Pod's Twitter, where they have their website and every discount code for all their deals or clickable links that give them a kickback.
Yeah, they are organized.
Tommy hustles for them codes, but I can't remember all the different variations.
Yes. We didn't even talk about the guy from John LaJoy from the
League. Oh, John LaJoy, guys. Taco LaJoy. From the League.
Yeah.
Great. With the most fire song of 2023.
Great video he put out, basically reminiscing of the days gone by of his childhood and using LJN figures to symbolize that. That was really great. It's been posted everywhere, but if you haven't watched it yet, check it out. It's John LaJoie on Twitter. So that's it for me. Nick Thompson, you got anything else to add for these fuckers before we get out of here?
Nah, man. No. Get those garages clean. Clean up your garage.
Oh, God.
Clean up your house, dude. Let's get ready for summer.
I gotta cut the grass. I'm not looking forward to it. Alice Lanham, you gotta get in contact with us. You won some stuff. We'll do another giveaway next week. We'll announce that next week, and we'll do it with you guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. We appreciate you. Stay classy, Marks. We will talk to you soon.
Wash those fucking hands.